Hey, it's me. I guess it's 9:25 p.m. and it's Monday. Happy President's Day. I don't know where I ended off on, but I'm still in school and I have a job, and my job, it's the same tune every time. I'm not a big fan of it, but is anybody a big fan of their job? I'm not gonna tell anybody where I work. It's kind of weird. But anyways, it's fine. I make below minimum wage, but it's cool for part time. I work retail. I don't know if I said this before, but my interactions with customers haven't been the greatest. People are mean. I remember last year I was sick, and this woman, cussed me out because I didn't want to be too close to her. And, I was told by my bosses, hey, I shouldn't have been working anyways. I had a temperature of 103 degrees, but I didn't know about that till I got home. Because during my shift, I felt like I was going to pass out, but guess what? I pulled through for all my 7 hours. Anyways. Yeah, she cussed at me, and it felt really bad. I was like, girl, chill. Chill out. And working in retail and men don't really mix well. Straight cis men, especially. They feel like some feel like they can walk over you. And it's not really fun at all. I remember during basically, first week on one of the first days. I'm just putting stuff away, and there's this huge opening. This isn't so much like a guy yelling at me, but this is just really strange, I thought. Tell me if I'm crazy. There's this big opening between flowers and me, and there's this big walk path that you can get through. A man says, oh, coming through, and he literally walks close enough where we touch, and he puts his hand on my shoulder, and he just lets it sit there. Until he just walks away fully. And I'm just like, what do I do in this situation? It's not like I was sexually assaulted or he said anything wrong, but I still felt uncomfortable with his touch. And sometimes it feels like I'm getting followed in the store because there's guys that will be here without wives or partners without end. And they'll be there for hours and they'll buy nothing, but they'll always cross the paths where I go. Which is really strange, and they'll just with no shame stand there. I one time had this guy come in my store, and not my store. Well, I don't own it, but you know what I'm saying. And he basically was like, "I'll see you later." I'm like, "Okay, girl." But that guy, same guy, was like in the store for like over 45 minutes. He bought nothing. He wasn't there for an interview, but he was just watching me. I was like, "Okay, this is kind of weird." And apparently, this is normal. But you can't really do anything. And, some guys would just yell at me. I remember, because, it's during seasonal season that I started. I started off as a seasonal person. But, these guys will yell at me if I'm taking too long, but it's not my fault. You know what I'm saying? I'm the only person in cash register, and I can only go so fast. Because I'm so new there. And they'll tell me how to do my job. And some will even mock that I look shaken. Well, because I am. Because people are going to get super mad at you for going at a pace where you're trying to do everything right and get them the right amount of change and do all this and that. And I struggle with anxiety and social anxiety, especially, but I kind of have no choice but to be at the register. Because, oh, whatever, I use part-time. I know it's kind of my fault that I chose a job, but. People shouldn't be acting like total pieces of shit just for that. You know what I'm saying? So there's that. That was one of my seasonals. And then I had this guy once that didn't have the right barcode. And I'm trying to figure it out. And it won't let me scan because the barcode's wrong or whatever. This guy reaches over the counter of the register. And he tries to take my stuff. And he does. He snatches out my hand. He tries to do it. And I take it back. Because I'm like, you can't do that. And he got mad at me. I'm like, girl, what do you want? And then I remember when these two guys are checking out during the night. They're both eyeing me, and I'm like, okay, this is not new. This happens, kind of. It's fine, it's creepy, but it's whatever. And they're asking when the store closes, and I tell them when it closes, and they're looking at me, and they're like, when do you get out? I'm like, I can't really say that. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So. And then I had, I had these two ladies, and I was checking out. There were two older women, Caucasian women. And I was checking out her friend. They had to be like in their 60s, 70s, because they were freaking old. Her friend says to me, you can call me blah, 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 but you can't call me this or I'll punch you in the face. I'm like, excuse me? She's like, I'll punch you in the face. And I'm looking at her friend, and her friend just looks at me. I'm like, okay, whatever. And it's like, in a way, I feel like as I should be able to defend myself. But I feel because then I'm the one in the wrong. I understand there's a way of being firm and polite, and I try to be that way, but if they're just going to walk over me, you're probably like, why haven't I quit? Because one, this job is the only job that works with my school. I'll fucking get to that later, but. And this job is literally working with my schedule, and they're the only ones that wanted me. Out of like 12 other jobs. So I'm like, fine. I still can't drive. But I have a job. School's fine. Knock on wood. School right now. It's school, I guess. And, sometimes I feel like, what am I doing, you know? I realize that I'm not special. I'm just a girl. I'm just a girl. Well, yeah, I'm just a girl. You know? I've been putting up this front about law and how I like law. And yes, I do like laws. I like politics. I love the study of it. But is it something that I want to do for the rest of my life? And I don't. I know I don't want to do it. But what other option do I have? You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to do. I guess I'm at a crossroads right now where I just don't know. And it sucks. My life is depressing, right? Or I just probably make it harder for myself. Right now, the things I'm struggling with, because let's get on the list of struggles. Body image. Body image. And, like, just thinking about life. I'm 18. I'm going to be 19 in April. I've never had a relationship. I've never had anything romantic. And it sucks, because I'm feeling left out. And I still live with my parents. And I barely make enough money. And my parents are like, hey, they're really cool, but I don't know. I can't really drive. I'm trying to get my permits first. I don't have my driver's license. So maybe then I can, like, try to be an adult. But, like, I'm struggling romantically and academically, and, well, not so much academically. Thankfully, somehow, I got on the dean's list. So that was fun, but it meant nothing to me. I didn't really feel happy or proud. I got nothing out of it to me because, what is this, you know? I don't feel worth it, guys. I don't feel worth it. I don't even feel worthy of buying my own school, like my own college's merchandise. I don't feel worthy of it. Because it's like, what have I accomplished in order to buy a sweater that says my school's name? I don't deserve it. Not yet, at least. I like to put away good things and nice things sometimes, well, a lot of times, because the question that always pops up in my head is if I deserve it. Do I deserve love? Do I deserve a good partner? Do I deserve to be treated good? You know, for my English class, I did an essay that really got into my mind and really showed readers my mind, and I reread it myself, and I'm totally fucked. You know, my type of men are the same men that degraded me and humiliated me my whole life. And I find comfort in that. Because of God and, you know, religion and a woman's role and comfortability and something I always knew, but that's a whole different episode. I'll go into depth in my essay with that, but I don't think I'm good enough for things. Which is not a good thing to have, I know. But to me, it's honest to God truth. Do I deserve stuff? Do I deserve nice things? It's like, I want to be something. Like, I'm sure everybody else does. We're all looking for a purpose. We're all looking for something to be good at. We all want to be something. We all want to make something. And that's what I want. I've always wanted that. I've always wanted that. I've always wanted to be something. And sometimes I ask God or the universe or just myself, am I ever going to get it? Am I ever going to get a partner? Am I ever going to find a good career? Am I going to be able to make something of myself without being such an absolute disgrace and disappointment? Because in reality, people think I'm doing great, but I suck. It's like I said before, I think I make everything harder for myself. And I think maybe I have a victim complex. I listen to Lana Del Rey and Mitch Spiegel, I probably do. But it's honestly, it's not like I'm crying or anything. It's not like I'm feeling sad or boo-hoo about myself. When I say these things, I don't feel hurt. I don't cry anymore. I don't get angry by it. It's just not even confused. I just ask these things, or I say these things as honest truth. And I say this with so much, I guess you can say, genuineness or whatever. I don't think that's a word. It's not a word. I say that while being so genuine. I think I'm an idiot. I think I don't belong here. I shouldn't be alive, honestly. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm meant for. I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I want to be. When I was feeling sad today, okay, it was literally an hour ago. Maybe 45 minutes, almost an hour. And I started to feel really sad because I don't know what I want to do, and I don't want to go to school. I don't want to live. I don't want to live because I think it's going to make the lives of everyone so much easier. I think it's gonna make my life so much easier. It is gonna be easy because I'm dead. I know one thing in life that's genuine, and it's the love for my family and for my dog, which is my family. I love those people so much. I could care less about the earth and everybody that's in it with peace and love, because the only people I truly care for are my family. I would do anything for them. I would kill myself for them. And I say that so genuine. I don't look for their approval, but I look for their love. Maybe that's approval, the same thing, but I honestly do. And we have this thing that's very tough love, and we insult each other a lot. But let me tell you something. My brother and his girlfriend, I've known his girlfriend for over 7 years. She's practically my sister. And I would die for her. But sometimes it feels like she's testing me and my self-worth to see how long I'm going. I would go for to be disrespected. But the whole thing is that I feel like I walk on eggshells around them so I can spare them. I say this because I know my brother, and I know she struggles with their own personal things. We're very open about our emotions, but yet we still keep those things personal that we don't want to tell. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it feels like that she genuinely hates me, even though she loves me. And it hurts. You know, when she says those things. And I feel like I've made it known, and every time I try to distance myself, they always pull me back, and I'm stupid enough to go back. Because that's my family. Anyways. That's what I'm saying. I feel like without me in their lives, they'd do so much better. I wouldn't be so clingy. I wouldn't waste any more money. I wouldn't be a burden, essentially. And I had nothing new to anything. I'm just a loser that's closeted, and God knows my family can't handle another queer person in their lives. They disown me, and my mom would probably hate me, and my dad would probably hate me, and I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want to lose my brothers, because then I'll actually kill myself. So you're probably like, girl, why not do it now? Why not just do it right now? Well, because girl, one, it's tough to kill yourself. I just can't connect a toaster and drop it in the bathtub. Because one, my plug is not close enough to the bathroom, to the tub. And the toaster's too short, and I don't have access to a gun. And I can't slit my wrist because I don't have really any razors. And I don't want to ruin my dad's knives. And I'm too fat to hang myself. And I can't really get run over by a car, because then they're going to be like, hey, why are you leaving outside and trying to go in the streets? And people are going to get suspicious. And I'm probably going to get sent to a mental hospital. And ugh, it's just too much. And I've tried to overdose on pills. Not my favorite thing. I mean, there's a lot of ways of suicide. But give me a painless one.
Give me fentanyl. Give me fentanyl.
I don't know. I'm just not good enough. And I don't want to be here. I don't. It sucks. Life sucks. And I know we're supposed to have hope and everything's going to get better, and hopefully it does. Because today's not my day, or not my night. It's not my night. It's not my night. I hope I can be successful. I hope I can be in a setting where people respect me and appreciate me and treat me as an equal and see me as somebody. I hope to make enough money where I can not only take care of myself, but my family. That's probably not going to happen. And I hope to have a partner. Somebody who loves me. For me. Of course, as RuPaul says, if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else? Well, I'm trying to change myself too, guys. I'm not just, you know, a total wreck. Even though I say I am. I've tried to change myself physically. Been dyeing my hair, been changing up my makeup, changing my eyebrows, changing my looks. Because exercising more, and hopefully I'll be appealing to a crowd. Yep. Hopefully I'll be appealing to a 22nd Airborne, no, 82nd Airborne All-American. Hoorah. You know. What did Jacob say? He said, 82nd Airborne All-Americans. Hoorah. Maybe I'll get one of those.
Get a veteran, girl.
Yeah, sprinkle, sprinkle. I don't know. That's what's been going on presently in my life. I got really no new friends. So far, I've had, I don't know what I'm doing. Like I said before. Not me getting defensive, but yeah, that's the honest truth. I would be feral right now, but it's like 9:48 already, and my parents and my family are here, and I don't want to get too feral and then wake everybody up, because I have to wake up at like 6 in the morning to get ready for school. I don't want to go, but I got to. If I have one wish, if I had one wish, I would hope to be a better person that keeps up with her hobbies, like making a podcast, and to have a podcast that's at least successful in some way. I don't know who's listening, but honestly, thank you if you made it this far. It's really cool. I really appreciate it. And if you're going through something, hey girl, me too. Or, I say that in a very gender neutral way when I say hey girl. So, yay! Me too. You know, you're not alone. We all go through shit. And life isn't great. But hopefully it gets better. It's not a guarantee, but there's always the hope. It might not be today, it might not be tomorrow. Maybe not even next week. But there's always going to be a day where somehow you'll smile. You know, I'm saying this to myself too, because maybe it can happen. And if it happens to me, I'll tell you guys, and we'll know it's possible. And if you don't hear from me, I probably killed myself. Or probably just forcing myself to go to school and live an unhappy life and then probably kill myself. So either way, the road still ends. Or maybe there's a chance that I find peace while still living, of course. And I'll continue this podcast. I hope you have a good night or good morning wherever you are. Apparently my listeners are majority female. So yippee! Yay! I love the girls. And from the United States, but from wherever you are, whoever you are, or however you identify, thank you for listening to this terrible episode, terrible podcast, but you're here. And I appreciate that. Okay, I'm gonna go. If you can hear the fan in the background, that's what it is. And my Alexa too. Okay, bye guys. Love you. Bonk.